the coordinator of creative and cultural industries in the Ministry of Culture, Rodney Small said the organizing committee for the National School Bands Showcase has been visiting schools and paying close attention to the rehearsals. He said preparations for this weekend's event, dubbed Bring It, are well underway.
Preparations are going on schedule. The committee has been on the road doing visits to the rehearsals and doing follow-up calls to make sure that the students and the teachers are preparing and if there's any challenges, to see how we can help eliminate some of those challenges. So as a committee, we are very pleased with what we are seeing thus far in terms of the teachers preparing the students and the principals and the support that we've been getting naturally from our title sponsor, Department of Culture, the Ministry of Education, and all our individual sponsors who would be sponsoring the schools in whatever way possible. We are happy and we are proud with the support that we've been getting, especially with our marketing and all those persons who have been supporting us on social media and in the diaspora. So we are pleased and we are ready to go on Saturday, April 2nd, Victoria Park.
Mr. Small said this Saturday's program will also feature junior calypso and soca performances as they collaborate with the Carnival Development Corporation, the CDC.
Without a doubt, it has always been a heavy task because of the amount of bands we have participating from the various secondary schools. One of the things that I want to add is that we now have a new collaboration where we're actually adding a junior calypso and soca showcase within the mix. And that collaboration is with the Carnival Development Corporation, one that has been a tremendous marriage thus far. And there are even conversations to see how much we can keep this with the school band project. As you know, the school band showcase is happening annually. So, yeah, that new marriage is something that persons can look forward to on Saturday.
Mr. Small said members of the public can expect a showcase of the highest quality this Saturday. He said the National School Bands Showcase will be free for members of the public at the Victoria Park beginning at 4 p.m.
We have 15 bands representing the secondary schools, and we have about 4 primary for the calypso and soca element. The soca and calypso all together, the amount of performance, there is 17 presentations for the calypso and the soca element. For the secondary school band, the concept is Bring It. So we are allowing the students and the teachers to bring whatever they have in whatever instrumentation, whether it is a solo, duet, trio, quartet, or an actual band. But what we see happening is that a lot of the schools are actually going for the band element. One of the amazing things that we have investigated and observed is that we also have some choirs would be a part of the showcase. Persons can expect a tremendous show, a show that is filled with a lot of variety, a show that is filled with different instrumentation, a show that is filled with different genres of music, a show that is filled with different styles and approaches, a show that is filled with different arrangements, not just from the teachers, but also from the students.
Coordinator of Creative and Cultural Industries in the Ministry of Culture, Rodney Small. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.